Hello, church.
Hello.
How you doing? Everybody doing okay? Okay, thank you. Let's make a few announcements first. Look at all these flowers. We have three beautiful flowers. And you can find a long list of the who donated these altar flowers. First, given by Rudy, Abby's birthday when? Last? August 3rd, right?
Thursday,
last Thursday, Abby's birthday, right? Wow. Thank you. And by Viola Garcia Lopez, in Thanksgiving for the birthday of Florence. Hey! On 4th, okay. And the wedding anniversary with Sam Garcia on 7th, also in memory of Al Lopez's birthday on 11th, and Reverend M. Valdez Garcia's death anniversary on 20th. And giving loving memory by family of Lenora Pauly, Sherry, thank you. She passed away last year, August 9. So all these flowers, let's give a and we have a Still Sawyer Family Service and a food basket donated by Virginia Clark in memory of Bertie Clark's birthday. And CL for Judy's birthday on August 9. Wow. Right. Wow, we have so many birthdays. We have a big 9-0 birthday, Manny, yesterday. And who else? We have some other birthday too. Let me see. Not this one. Birthday greetings. Lucy. Hey! August 16, right? Okay, so we have all these birthday, big birthday, especially, you know, some of these people are big O's. That's what I'm saying, big O's. So why don't we say happy birthday song? Is it okay?
Yes.
Okay. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you. Ooh. Yeah, especially Manny is 9-0. 9-0 is a big one. Abby?
9-0,
right?
91.
91, wow. Tell me the secret. Florence?
8-0?
8-0. All right. We have another 8-0, but I'm okay. 8-0, 8-0, 9-0, 9-0. Okay. Okay. Anniversary celebration. Ruben and Luningning. Pagan, happy anniversary, 57th anniversary. Happy anniversary. All right. And also given by concern by Jane, we still need to remember history of it. August 6th is the 78th anniversary of bombing in Hiroshima. August 9th is the 78th anniversary of bombing in Nagasaki. So we have to remember that. Okay, I think that's all I have. Okay, and again, next week we're gonna have a blessing on backpack. So those of you, you know, coming to children, bring your backpack. Bring your backpack, and then we're gonna bless them. And we're gonna send out to school with a full blessing. Okay, next Sunday. Please remember that. Okay. And those, you know, Betty Lopez passed away, and then her memorial service scheduled on Tuesday, August 8, 10 o'clock, at the Chapel of Pacific Crest Cemetery. Okay? 10 o'clock. And then the family asked us to sing. So if you want to interested, if you're interested in singing at the memorial service, after the church, we're going to have a practice in a friendship room. So go to French room after you buy the bake sale. Yeah, we have a lot of baked goods, right? Okay, so go to social hall, buy some baked goods, and then go to French room. We're gonna have a bake sale today. We have really good bakers, so you know you'll be surprised what you have. Okay, and also it's supporting our outreach ministry as well. So that's it's a good thing. It's a double good thing. Okay. Any other announcement I miss? Oh, okay. Yes.
Yes. Good morning. We Richard and I would like to take this chance to award this certificate to Torrance First UMC. I would like to read the content. The General Board of Global Ministries of the United Methodist Church expresses gratitude and appreciation to Torrance First United Methodist Church for 8 years of outstanding commitment and support of Alma and Richard Navarro. Dated July 26, 2023, signed by Judy Chung, the Executive Director for Missionary Service, and Eric Angel, the Senior Manager of Itineration and Missionary Support, Missionary Service. And also, we would like to personally thank you all for this time. Yeah. Okay. And this one, this stuff may be used for your church cars, church keys.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll give you one more then. I have something. We have a centennial celebration. We had it, and then this is a gift for centennial celebration gift. So I want to give it to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. Somebody took a picture? Okay. Let us pray. Eternal God, we are so grateful for your presence in our lives. And we're so grateful for the life, new life that you've given us each and every day. And God, we are so grateful for you gather us here in this church. For your will. Help us to discern your will for us. Help us to be your hands and feet to change, to light up this world. This morning we lift up to you many of our church family members struggling because of all the illnesses and difficult situations that they are facing. God, we ask you to provide your presence, your true comfort and peace in their hearts. Most of all, God, let them feel your presence even in the middle of storm. Help them to feel your guidance, your presence, your strong, mighty hands. God, we gather here to worship you this morning. Receive our worship. Receive our praises and give us your voice so that we can hear your voice, so that we can follow you. Thank you, God, for all the blessings that you pour out upon our lives. Let us continue in prayer with the prayer that Jesus Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power, Lord, forever. Amen. I forgot one announcement. I was able to visit Deidre last week, and she said, "I'm doing fine." That's what she said, okay? But she is doing better than I thought. And she is eating well and gaining some weight, and she said she doesn't have any pain. And she's really appreciate all the messages and cards and, you know, from all these our church families. So she's so grateful. And we talked like 2 hours, really. And she wanted me to tell you that she's really appreciate all the message, encouraging message that you're giving to her, all right? Thank you. Okay, today's offertory music given by Jonathan.